Psalms about the New Church, Week 5, Day 6, Brotherhood in the Church. Psalm 133, A Song of the Ascents of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell even as one. It is as the good oil upon the head, going down upon the beard of Aaron, which goes down upon the mouth of his robes. As the dew of Hermon, which goes down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yehovah commanded the blessing, life, even to eternity. The summary of the spiritual sense says, good itself is the conjunction of good and truth, for the good of love flows into the truths of the external or natural man. The truth of good is from heaven upon those who are in the church, in which is salvation. Explaining the words, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell even as one. We read, brothers here signify good and truth, for these are called brothers in the word. Therefore, behold how good and how lovely it is for brothers to dwell together, signifies that in the conjunction of good and truth, there is every heavenly good and delight, for every heavenly good and delight is from the conjunction of good and truth. The oil upon the head that comes down upon the beard, Aaron's beard, that comes down upon the hem of his garments, signifies that from that conjunction of good and truth is the good and delight of heaven, from inmosts to ultimates. Head signifying the inmost, beard the ultimate. To come down upon the hem of his garments signifies the influx and conjunction of celestial good and spiritual good. This is said of Aaron because he represented the Lord in respect to divine good, since every good and every conjunction of good and truth is from him. The dew of Hermon signifies divine truth, and the mountains of Zion signify divine good. Therefore, like the dew of Hermon that comes down upon the mountains of Zion, signifies the conjunction of truth and good, which is here treated of. And as angels and men have all their spiritual life from that conjunction, it is added, there Yehovah has commanded the blessing of life to eternity. From this it is clear, what is the nature of the word in its spiritual sense, notwithstanding its sound in the letter. We read a little further, the Lord by means by brother, the like as by neighbor. And neighbor signifies, in the spiritual sense, good in the whole complex. And good in the whole complex is the good of charity. Brother has a similar meaning in the spiritual sense in many passages in the Old Testament. As in Moses, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Leviticus 19:17. Questions and comments. Number one, have you ever experienced a sense of brotherhood in the church? Number two, what kind of things create unity in the church? Number three, what kind of things create disunity in the church? Number four, what should we do when there's disunity in the church?